Channel 2 over. The 11th of August, Tuesday morning, a rainy Tuesday morning, getting ready for Miss Daisy. Channel 2 over, a rainy Tuesday morning, getting ready for Miss Daisy. Channel 2 over, August 11th. This is Channel 2 over, August 11th, getting ready for Miss Daisy, a rainy Tuesday morning. Channel 2 over, August 11th, Tuesday morning, rainy, getting ready for Miss Daisy.
Yeah, wash my teeth good, and put part of that ham in. They were good.
And you put part of the ham hock in it?
Yes. And I saved the other part for the other peas.
Oh. You cooked just part of them because it was so good.
Just
many.
Part of them. Well, I didn't eat all them at one time. So I just cooked about half of them. And the way I do, if I boil, I boil enough for the day and tomorrow. I eat off from the day, then I put them in the icebox. Well, then, the next day or two, I just put them on the stove warmer.
Oh. Well, did you notice that those had already been seasoned some, too?
Mm-hmm.
They're specially seasoned.
Yes.
But it helped to have that ham hock.
Uh-huh.
How did you do with the ham hock?
Well, I put part of it in my peas. When the peas got swole up, cooking most now, then I cut off a piece of my ham hock and put it in and let it boil a little while.
Oh.
And they were good. You see, it was already done.
Yeah. Did those, that's right.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You're right.
Did those dried peas have to be soaked overnight?
No, mine don't soak mine.
Oh, you don't?
Now, some folks soak them overnight. But I don't. I just wash mine good. And if they have bugs or something in them, well, I wash them in warm water. Hot water. And all them bugs come floating. Then I let them.
You wash them in hot water if they need to be
yes,
clean.
Well, then you see, they'll swell in a little while. So I take them out of that hot water and then I rinse them off in cold water and put them in the pot and start them cooking.
It'll spoil.
Yeah,
will spoil you. Spoil well, anybody.
Spoil me? Peas?
All you gotta do.
Well, I'm already spoiled for peas. Of course, I can eat them anytime.
Yeah.
Some folks can't eat them at night. I eat them day or night. If I get hungry at night and feel like eating, if I'm laying down, I get up and eat anything I want.
I like them cold. I like them cold.
Like your peas cold.
I like them cold too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll eat them cold. Some folks can't eat this and they can't eat that. They're scared of this. I ain't scared of nothing. Yeah. Anything I want to eat anytime I want it, day or night.
Yeah.
And it don't bother me.
You mean if you've been sleeping and you wake up?
If I go to sleep and wake up and feel hungry, I get up and get me something to eat.
Yeah.
Good drink of water and go back to bed.
Yeah. But them peas in a sack will spoil you, because then you don't have to go out there and grow them yourself.
That's right.
Now, Miss Daisy.
Are they better in a sack or when you pick them yourself?
Me.
Are they better in a sack or when you pick them yourself?
Well, I like them better when I pick them myself. But if they're in a sack, they good right on to me. But I'm so used to picking them, you see, myself and shelling them. I like it all right, I think. But I ain't picked none in so long and shelled it. I don't know how it tastes.
You've never been sick much, have you?
Hmm? What's that?
You've never been sick to any great extent.
I ain't been sick. I don't know when I have been sick. Well, I had that flu here, when was it? Year before last? Or last year once. And looked like I never would get over that thing.
Yeah.
So since I got over there, I've been all right. Ever since.
Sometimes a flu or cold just sort of hang on.
Well, it hadn't hung on. I thought it wasn't going to never go.
What'd you take for it?
Well, I'd take, first one thing I had some linen, I'd take some of that. Then I went to the drugstore and got some medicine they said would sure cure it, but it did not. It wasn't what they thought it was. It wasn't what I thought it was when I bought it.
Costly.
So I didn't get no more of that.
Was it costly?
Mm-hmm. They called it something. I don't know what they called it.
How much did it cost?
Homo 44, I think, or something like that.
How much did it cost?
Good. Dude. I think it cost. It cost 50 or 75 cents.
Why, you can't get in this thing to cure anything for 50 or 75 cents anymore.
And then that didn't kill. They said it would.
You
have to take your word for your stuff.
You got to pay $4 or $5.
And try.
When you were growing up, were you always been healthy?
Mm-mm. No, sir. When I was growing up, I was healthy. But after I got up on 1920, well, then I taken sick. Well, I was sick for 4 years, not down in the bed. Uh-huh. If you put a good a day in tomorrow, I'd be in bed all day just about. Just something like that. So I went to the doctor, Mr. Mars, and he keep telling me to come back. Last time I went to him, he said, well, days I don't see nothing where I can do you any good, but except give you an operation. I said, yes, sir. I ain't seen him since. I'm gonna have him cutting on me. And that medicine he was giving me wasn't doing no good. And I feel like if you operate on me, you don't know what you're doing right on. So that won't help.
Yeah.
Boy, they tried to my family and friends and things. They tried to get me to go take it. I said, I'm not going. I said, I'm not gonna be cut. And I didn't. And I ain't been cut yet.
Oh, really?
And I'm all right. You have to think about some things for yourself. Sometimes your thoughts is better than his.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. So, like I tell my children.
Well, whatever happened to you? You didn't die.
Who, me?
Back there when you was 19 or 20. What happened?
Say, I didn't die.
When you back there when you were sickly?
No, I didn't die. I'm living yet.
What happened to you?
To me?
Mm-hmm.
have them to get well. Good. Good old day. I haven't been to a doctor, Mr. Myers, and I don't know when. I don't know what if.
What was it that helped you get over your sickness?
Well, the main thing and the most I can count on, I moved from there down here. I moved from there to Rochelle, Georgia. That was 102 miles from where I was born and raised at. Well, I come just getting better then. I come down with my aunt, my mama's sister. So I come just getting better then. So the further down I get, the better I get. I couldn't work. I couldn't do nothing. But after I moved, I gradually got away. I could do some things. I could work. From that on, I got where I could work. Body deep. Did work.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was that you was living with down there?
My aunt. My mother's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally come on down here to Florida. And they went to Alabama. My mother, she had a daughter up there. So they went up there. So I was here by myself. And they all was up there in Alabama. Finally, they got tired up there. So my mother and my aunt, they first come to live with me.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. And then my two sisters that was in Alabama, they finally come. So I had all four of them. We was all here together.
Up at the junction?
Yeah, at the junction. That's what it was.
Well, you didn't have to leave home. You had a party right there.
Right there. And we got along good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we got along good. We all worked. We all worked in the field. And when we come home, we all worked there. If it was wash day, two of us would get out there and wash. One of them, she would cook, clean up the house, because when we get up and get our breakfast, if we was going to wash, we went on about our washing. When the clothes dried and it was time to iron, all three of us girls, we would iron. Get them things ironed up and a little while put away.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how some folks can't get along with the family and nobody else. There's something wrong. Now, you take them folks down there, they don't get along with nothing. Don't get along as good as chickens. It's always someone don't like, or this one don't like, or don't do that. So I told Karen one day, I said, I don't see how y'all live. I said, I just couldn't live like that. I'd rather be by myself. But some folks don't want to get along with nobody. And they don't.
Well, Miss, where did you didn't work at your house all the time. You worked out in the field?
Yes, I worked in the field then.
Where all did you work?
Well, the work, what I would do out, that was washing and ironing. Well, they'd bring the clothes to my house. And I washed them there and ironed them, and they'd come pick them up. Because you see, my children then, they were small, and I couldn't leave them all the time there with my mother. So I tell them, I wash them, but you have to bring them to me because I can't go out and wash. So they did.
Well, who all brought them?
Did you know Mr. McCoon? I washed for him. And old man Jackson lived over where we are.
Yeah.
I washed for him.
Yeah. Well, tell me about him. What is he?
Who? Old man Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, all I know about him, Jackson, I don't know what he done. I don't know whether he done anything or what he done. I don't know how he lived. He was over there by himself. I didn't see him till he'd bring me the clothes and he'd come get them. That's all the time I see him.
Well, he was farming over there, wasn't he? That's his place.
Maybe he was. But I don't know. I didn't wait for him. Mm-hmm. I didn't wait for him.
Well, was he, when he come over to your house, was he talk?
Talk? Yes, sir, he would talk some. Not much. He'd tell me when he'd be back for his clothes or something like that.
Yeah.
Seemed like he had some cows or hogs or something back there.
Yeah.
But to say, no, I don't like me now. Now, Mr. Guthrie, I have hoped them in the house after he married this girl he got. I didn't know nothing about him till he married Mabel. And that's when I know him. I used to see him, you know, he'd come over there to her aunt's to see her sometime. I'd seen him passing the road, but I knew nothing about him.
Where was that?
Up to Junction.
To her aunt's?
Her aunt lived up there to the Junction. And I don't know where she come from. I don't know where she was. But she wasn't living there. But something happened wherever she was. So she come over there. And she stayed over there a long time. Well, rightly, she stayed there till she married. Her aunt thought it was terrible for her to marry. But I tell you, I thought it was all right. She could be free when she married, whoever she married. She didn't have nobody to tell her what to do and what not to do, and you can't do this. And I told her, I don't blame her. I'd marry too if I could get anything to marry. One reason I'd marry to get out from you.
Oh, her aunt was not.
She wasn't pleasant. No. She wasn't. She just. Well, you see, her husband, her aunt's husband, he was kind of hard of head. But she kind of demanded him. He'd mostly do what she said, whether it was right or wrong. He done it. Well, he had to do to please her. Well, she kind of thought everybody had that to do. Well, if I'm staying here in your house with you, oh, yes, I have a right to obey you, do what you tell me to do, because I've got to stay here. Knowing all the time you are not to tell me to do that. You're not to tell me I can't do some things. But since I'm here, I have to put up with that till I get away. But I didn't no more believe when that girl married Mr. Guthrie, she was going to stay with him and nothing. But she's still there with him. He ain't able to do nothing, but she's right there able to wait on him.
Yes, sir. She stayed with him, didn't she?
Yes, sir. She's staying with him till now.
But you didn't think she'd stay with him?
Hmm?
And you didn't think?
No, I didn't think it. Well, you see, she wasn't nothing but a girl. She might have been I don't know whether that child was 18 or not.
Yeah.
But he was old. But one thing about it, he was old, but he was nice to her. And he still is. She could do some things she wanted to do. She didn't have nobody to tell her, you can't. Well, you know that means much. If I get in my mind and I want to do something, well, I think y'all letting it know. If it ain't nothing bad, not if I'm going to try to do something wrong, well, it's right for somebody to show me. But don't just tell me, no, you ain't going to do so-and-so.
Well, you done some housework for them over there.
Oh, over to Mr. Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go over there and help that girl. I used to go over there and help them kill hogs and things like that. And then I used to go over there just a visitor and sit and talk about old things. She'd tell me about the family, you know, and how they was getting along and where they was at. But I ain't been there in a long time. Ain't had no way to get over there.
What was it like over there? The house
looked
then, like it does now?
What, the house? Mm-hmm. They had a nice house over there. And then, since then, she's done lots of work on it. They have a boy stay there with them. Of course, it's not
the house, was it painted?
Yes.
The house was painted.
Painted white. But the last time I was over there.
They have a porch.
Yes, sir. Had two, front porch and back porch. You see, you go in the kitchen if you want to fix your vegetables. They had a table out there, and you sit out there on the porch and fix your vegetables out there on the back porch.
Yeah.
And come right on into the kitchen, into the stove, and put it on.
Yeah.
And they got a nice place out there.
The evening kitchen.
Hmm? The evening dining. I used to go over there. She liked to fish, but they didn't care nothing about fish. Neither one of them cared nothing about fish. I'd go there and get fish. Sometimes she'd bring me fish, but she don't come over this way much. No.
She loves the fish.
Yes, they got a pond. Oh, it ain't far from their house. It's from here to my house. Well, she go down there and fish.
Right there
at home. Right there at home. It's got nice fish in it. She used to tell me, Daisy, come over here and fish sometime. I say, you know, I can't walk over here and back. Anybody got to bring me over here fishing? Well, tell me when you want to come and I'll come get you. I said, all right, I'll drop your card. I ain't dropped that card yet.
Well, what did she have to pick you up in?
They had a car.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Guthrie?
Mr. Guthrie had a car.
Well, I thought he stingy.
No, he had a car. And she can drive it.
She could drive it?
Yes. She drive herself.
You seen her?
Seen her?
Drive?
Yes, I seen her drive. I seen her drive over here. Now, when I stayed over there on the road, she'd have to go to McIntosh or Old Keller, someplace down that way. Every time she'd come by the house. Still a long time. I'd tell her, I'd say, why didn't you bring me some fish? She said, David, I just didn't think about it. And she said, well, I'm got to come down here to sit and sit your face. And I'll bring you a meal. She'd do it.
Out of her own pond.
Out of her pond. She'd catch them, put them in her freezer, keep them in there. I think she just give them away because I ain't no Never known her to try to sell nothing.
Oh, she had a freezer.
Yes. Last time I saw that, they had a deep freezer and a big ice box.
Yeah.
On the back porch.
Yeah. Well, what all did she talk about?
Who?
Miss Mary.
Miss Mary. Well, we'd mostly talk about the family, her family. That's what I'd be asking about. Miss Weeks, that was her auntie. That's where she married from. Miss Weeks, at the junction. So they all got scattered here and there. I didn't know where it was, so I'd asked her.
That's the trouble with the old family.
Mm-hmm.
they just seem like they scatter, don't they?
Huh.
That's the way with these old families.
Yes, sir.
And you can't keep up with them.
Can't keep up with them. They just get scattered. You know, we had a little trouble in our family. Did you hear about it?
No, we didn't know about it. He doesn't know about it.
He didn't.
No, when you told me it was the first time. Okay.
Let me tell you, Miss Lee, before you start on the trouble. Now, when your sister's is up there. Wait, how'd Dora Mitchell come in?
Well, she come in later. We met her later. Well, I think she was here before.
Yeah.
I was here.
Yeah.
I come here in 23.
Yeah.
Well, I met her in 24. But I think she was already here. I don't know.
Yeah. But
when I first seen her to know she was here.
And she lived on up the road there towards you.
Yes, sir. She lived up the road. Okay.
And the house ain't there now?
No, the house gone.
Well, how did she fit into your plans with all your family there?
Well,
you see,
she didn't have to. She just come visit, you know, and sit a while in the daytime. Then she go home in the afternoon. I didn't sleep nobody. But my family and I had a house full.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, and don't you know when you all knock off work?
Mm-hmm.
Did she work out too?
Who does?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. All of us worked out. Well, you see, when my sisters was there, me, Dora, and my two sisters, we'd go together at night. When we go to church, we'd go together. We'd go by and get her. We'd go on down to the church. When we come back from church, we leave her at home. We go on to our house. Sometime Ben would be with us, and sometime he wasn't.
But if your sisters was with you, it was all right.
It was all right. It was three of us. And four. And we wasn't afraid of nothing. Three of us.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we could take care of ourselves.
Yeah. Right along there in the middle of the road.
Yes, right. And nothing never bothered us. Nothing. Never did.
Varmints or nothing?
Nothing. No, sir. Sometimes we'd see some kind of woman crossing the road, but we had good sticks. We didn't carry no pistol, no knife, no razor, no nothing like that. But we have a good stick.
Oh, yeah.
Walk with it.
Yeah.
And we thought we could take them sticks and take care of anything.
Yeah. Farmers.
Yeah. But, you know, Well, if it had been anything else that bothered us, besides Mama, we felt like we could take care of ourselves.
But when you was going along that night, whenever you all started out at night, now, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm. So when we got ready, we just get our stick and get on our road, start walking. Walk on to where we was going and stay there as long as you wanted. Walk on back home.
Well, now you see, you couldn't walk that far in your Sunday shoes.
Hmm. Nah.
Then, anytime.
No, I could walk to McIntosh.
Not in your Sunday shoes.
I could then. But we didn't hardly ever. Well, you see, we tote our Sunday shoes and walk in our wet shoes. Oh, sorry. We'd have a paper bag or something, put them in. All right, before we get to church, we pull off. Then we walk in, put them in the bag, and put on the dress shoes.
Well, you know, that's what the men used to do all the time about their colors.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a little handkerchief or something in there. Wouldn't button up the collar because it sweat them down so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And wait till they got to church or wherever they was going.
Oh, yeah. But back there, they went. They went to church then more than they go now.
Yeah.
Nobody much go to church now.
Where they go?
I don't know where they go.
They stay at home and watch television.
Some of them do, but they got so many places now to go to.
Yeah.
All these jukes and restaurants and home houses and all these things. They go where something's going on.
But at them places, they got to spend money, mister.
That's right. Yeah. They'd rather spend it than to spend it church. I'm talking about colored folks. I don't know what y'all do, but I do know something about what we do. Got to where now. You can count the folks in church about every time you go.
Yeah.
And it won't take you long.
Yeah.
It's just a few go.
Well, now, how did Miss Annie fit in up there?
I didn't see her much.
She's too far, wasn't she?
No. See, she lived way back over there across River Styx. The only time I'd see her would be when they come over here to visit his mother,
yeah.
Woodard's mother. You see, they live where Woodard lived now. His parents did. And I would see her then. Most times, she'd visit me, just like Woodard was going to Micanopy on some business or somewhere. She'd stop in there and stay till he come back.
Well, now, you all were the... That was, you all of you just took to it down here, didn't you?
That's right. That's right.
And you made a living?
Hmm?
You made a living?
Oh, yeah. You made a living.
And you raised your family?
Yes, sir. All my children was raised up here in Florida. When I brought my son here, there wasn't damn one old enough to go to school.
Yeah. And you had always somewhere to go when you wanted to go, or talk to when you wanted to talk to somebody?
Yes, sir. It was always somewhere to go. But of course, now, I never was too much a visitor. I mostly stayed home. If I wasn't going to church, going to the store or going somewhere else, I was at home. because I had my three children there to see after. And when I wasn't working, I spent my time with them.
Now, you were thinking about up at the Junction.
That's right.
And you stayed up there 4 years.
4 years. And liked it. Yeah, I learned to like it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I was there, and it was nobody to bother me, and nothing. I stayed there, and I raised chickens and things, worked there. So I just got about the way I feel what a nymph is, just satisfied and happy back there. But I never did think I could live back there, right here. Way back over there on his place. Ooh, I didn't even like to go there. But I would go sometime. I'd go there with his mother sometimes. Sometimes we'd spend the day. Sometimes just a piece of it. Come back home.
What was wrong with it over there?
Well, it was just too grown up over there for me. It's just too much woods and bushes and trees and things. Wasn't nothing over there but the little ground he farmed. Well, you see, that was way from the house back there where he farmed. I didn't see nothing planted up there around his house when I go there.
Is way off from the house where you
found it. Mm-hmm. He was somewhere. I couldn't see it through them bushes.
Yeah. Well, now you had a lot of bushes over where you lived too.
Oh, yeah. But there was a space where I could see. Well, on the front of my house, well, you see, they farmed there. On the front of my house. But on the back of my house, going to his parents' house, it was orange trees and woods.
Yeah. And then the road on one side.
Mm-hmm. But they lived back there. They sure lived back there.
Well, it looked like, Miss David, that was too good a place ever to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to stay, keep on living back there.
That's right. That's right. It was a long time before they got Woodard to come over here, where he is now.
Yeah.
After his mother died, they worried him a long time before he come over here. And he plainly tell him he got a place of his own, I don't have to come.
Oh, really? I'm talking about you.
Me?
You all, where you was at, you was so well fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you'd ever want to leave there.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd learn to like it. But Ben, he wanted to leave. So I had to go with him.
Well, what got into Granddaddy?
I don't know. Somebody wanted him to farm with him or work with them or something like that. And so he did. Well, then he had to move across.
Where'd you go from there?
From the Junction. Well, you know this little house? What we were talking about, it was moved. Well, we first lived there and worked with Mr. Lawn Smith. You know the house I told you Dora lived in up there by the road?
Yes.
Well, you see, I lived there before she lived there.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Then we moved from there down to the Richardson's place.
Under that big magnolia tree.
And I stayed there till I'd rather be there. I loved it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't listen to bargain me.
I'd like to live under a magnolia tree too.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you see, the son hardly ever got to that house. Not much. That old tree hit shaded that whole house. And in the afternoon, it was all shade back there.
So your house never was hot?
Mm-mm. It never was so hot. It didn't never get hot as this one. And then I had a good porch. I could sit out there on that corner, a big porch. In the shade. No sun didn't ever get on.
Well, that's where you live most of the time.
That's right.
Since you
I lived there the most of the time since I left the junction.
Yeah.
I think we stayed in this little house up here, I was talking about by the road. I think we stayed there about a year. And then we moved down there under that tree.
And then your boys was big enough to hunt and keep them dogs and all
that's
down there.
Right. Then, yes. Did keep three or four dogs all the time. And my boy, he'd hunt them. Oh, I had a plenty of wild meat. They'd fish and hunt and catch cooters, coons, and possums. Sometimes my older boy, he'd go bird hunting. He'd kill birds. He just liked the woods. And he's still fishing. I don't think he hunts so much now, but he fish.
Is that where you had a garden?
Me?
Is that where you had a garden?
When?
When you lived under the magnolia
yes,
tree.
Yes, ma'am. I had a garden there. We'd plant watermelon, sweet potatoes, peas, green as anything. We had a big spot there. Didn't cost me a dollar.
What all did you have in the garden there, Miss Daisy?
I'd have peas. I'd have turnips. I'd have collards. In my garden, I'd have beets, a few squash in my garden. All right, and all that stuff got all. Well, then we put sweet potatoes in there and grow sweet potatoes there.
All summer?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the fall, start me another garden. Sometime I wouldn't have about three or four rows left, but I'd plant that. Then as I did the potatoes off the ground, I'd put my turnips and my beets and whatnot there. I'd have them.
All winter.
Well.
They live well, see. That's the trouble. They live well. Now that it, Miss Daisy? Now you are living over there on somebody else's property, just living on the fat of the land.
That's right.
As well as anybody.
Uh-huh, and over here doing nothing.
Here you're prosperous and own property and all like that, and haven't got it yet as well.
Ain't doing nothing. Ain't got a rooster to crow for day. At home. And that's all. But you see, I can't work now like I used to. If I could hold and work like I used to, it wouldn't be like that. Because I'd dig up men, row a day or two rows, put what I want to put there. It wouldn't grow up in weeds like that. But I can't do it now.
Once you got your garden in shape, it ain't any trouble to loosen up the ground.
No, once you get it in shape. But it sure takes something to get it in shape. And then, too, at that time, I had help. I could make my children do what, and my children work. When they was at home, we was over down that Magnolia Tree. Me and my children, we were.
What'd they do?
They'd hoe. They'd plant things. Me and them would get out there and put them potatoes out. I'd order my drawers from Sisson Robot.
Yeah.
Way back there then, we had to pay, let me see, where does $50 or $50 for, come on, 50 cents. I ain't told if it would have been $50, I wouldn't have planned it now. 50 cents for 100 or something like that. Well, me and them children would set them plants out. Me and them children would wet. Then he would plow sometime, about once maybe. But me and them children made them things with a hoe.
Yeah, yeah. A hoe would do a whole lot.
That's right. When they got them vines got to run what we put out, then we'd cut vines off of them and finish setting.
Yes. And they made better than they
had. Than the plants.
Yes. Did you find your own hole, Miss Davis?
He didn't ever get fouled up. Somebody else fouled it. I ain't never had sense enough to file a hole. Tried to file one time. And I rang the fire, slipped off. And I cut my hand. I guess the hole cut it. Some reason. There for a long time. Then I couldn't use it. I ain't trying to find nothing here. I'm fine. Now, Granddaddy, he'll file his hoe 5 times in the morning if he got hope. He do more filing than he do homework. Every time he look around, he's sitting there raking on his hoe. Well, I don't.
You?
I don't know. I don't file mine. Well, if it's dull, it's just dull. Now, this goes on with it. Sometime he'll ask me, you want your whole shot? And I said, no, thank you. It's all right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My goodness, you done spent the day filing your own. Well, now you think you're going to stop me? No. It don't get filed when you ain't here. So, you just file your own.
Well, that's filing. Yeah. But I'm surprised you don't file your own hole, Miss Davis. I figure you wouldn't use a hole before you file on it for 5 minutes.
Well, I do, Mr. Bob. I ain't got sense enough to file a hole.
Yeah.
And I'm scared if I start, I do like I did when I did try.
Yeah.
Cut myself, so I just go on with it.
Well, now, what did you do? When you cut yourself, what did you do to that, Miss Davis? How'd you...
Well, I put some, now the most thing I do for myself, if I get cut, well, I put sugar and kerosene on it.
Yeah.
When it stopped bleeding, you know, I wash it and try to keep it in some water till it stopped bleeding so bad. Then, when it quit bleeding, well, then I put that sugar in there. I put sugar all in that wound. And then fill it up with kerosene, put a cloth on. Just stay there for a while. And then I don't have nothing in it. I just use it just like it wasn't so. It hurt sometimes. And I put it in hot water or soap and stuff like it hurt. But it helps the healing.
Oh.
Yep. I never heard of putting sugar in a wound.
Well, that's what I put. You know, long time ago, my parents and others too, if the child got cut and anything, they'd get spider webs and put on it to stop. But I didn't like it then, I don't like it now. Because I think they don't look clean. And I noticed some trash in them things. So I never did use it.
Where'd your mama learn how to do that, Miss Davis?
What? Get them spider webs and things?
I didn't hear that.
Tell him what you said.
I was just telling her, when I was coming up, my parents and other parents too, if a child got cut or got hurt anything, they'd get some spider webs from somewhere and put in that wound on there. So I didn't like it then, but I had to put up with it. And I don't like it yet because I bleed this trash or something in them spider webs. Dust and nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was good for so close it healed them then. But I never used it after I grew up. No.
But you'd seen it, you saw them do it when you were growing up.
Yes. And he do it to me. If I had a soul got cut or stepped on nail or something like that, that's all they do.
Your mama? But now, your mama is the one who did this other with the sugar and cup.
Done what?
She's the one who... You learned that from your mama about that sugar and turpentine.
That kerosene?
Kerosene.
Sugar? Well, I think so. I don't know if my mama told me that I hit somebody else. See somebody else. I don't just remember. Not. But I know she quit using spider webs. But she thought turpentine would kill anything. She used turpentine. That's something I don't like. Turpentine.
How would she use it?
Yeah, she just put it on the soap. And if she felt bad in her stomach, she'd take turpentine.
Would she take it?
Yes, yeah, she'd take it. She took turpentine all the time. That was her medicine. Turpentine and castor oil. And I was so glad when I rolled out from under her with that stuff, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
No, I don't take castor oil, and I don't take turpentine.
Neither one.
No, and I don't put turpentine on me. I don't use it. I just don't like the scent of it. I don't like to smell it. And I don't fool with somebody come that other say, Miss Davis, you got any turpentine? I said, no. She said, that's one thing I don't buy. I said, Davis don't buy turpentine.
I thought everybody used a little turpentine.
Well, they might do. But I don't. I don't use turpentine for nothing. I buy liniment or something like that. Yeah.
Keep a little kerosene.
Keep some kind of liniment there.
Do you keep a little kerosene?
Yeah, all the time. Put that on my soul if I...
Well, that
liniment?
Yeah.
Well, it's good for souls and aches and
things. Kerosene, you can use that for a liniment.
I use kerosene and sugar for soul if I cut myself or bruise myself or hurt myself and be like that. Well, when I get it stop bleeding, well, then I fill it up with sugar. And then I pour that kerosene on there and let it melt in there. Then I put a cloth on there for a day or two or till it quit bleeding. But I tell you why I buy linen. Well, you see, I have off of my legs, knees hurt me so bad sometimes. One night, one of them hurt me so bad, I told it. I said, well, sir, I said, you saw it all. You wouldn't hurt me a bit better than you hurting me now. So I had some remedy. I got up and rubbed it and patted it and fooled around that with it. So he eased off. Mm-hmm. Eased the pain. So that's most of what I have been there for.
That's the liniment that you buy.
Yes, I buy. Well, I mostly get it off the road. It's a man come sometime, and I buy some from him off the road. Well, I used to buy it years ago, and it was good.
Same thing.
And so, it's still good. Of course, he's gone by 3 years. I rang me and Bessie didn't know where it was. He thought it might have been dead. But he ain't. He's still living, but he said he has arthritis so bad. He said he'll come, but you have to go out to the car. He can't walk.
I didn't know you had any arthritis.
So you didn't? Well, I sure is.
But you don't humor it.
No.
Well,
I got it, but I don't pet it, Mr. Mark. As I tell them, if I sit down, if it take a notion of hurting, it hurts me. If I'm laying down, it do that same thing. If I'm walking, it do that. I say, well, why sit down there and get too stiff to get up? And hurting right on. What if you get up and hurting and do something? Why, you don't get so stiff.
Yeah.
No, you still stay right. You can move. Somebody said, well, you don't act like nobody got the arthritis. I said, well, you see, I don't nurse it. I said, plenty of them got it. I said, yeah, everybody got it. I don't know many folks that ain't got it, but they said they got it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but they don't just sit there and nurse it.
Mm-hmm.
They work. I said, cause it ain't a bit of different in it. Arthritis, I said, he'll hurt you just as bad laying down in your bed as hit real hungry.
Oh, I wouldn't want to lay down with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to go to bed at night. That's when I lay down with it, when I go to bed at night.
Yeah.
I don't lay down for it in the daytime.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I'll sit down a while and do something, and then I get up from there and start walking, doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there in my yard and hope or do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit there. Well, right, I believe I was just sick. Like I see some folks, day in, day out. I don't believe I could walk or talk. I just believe that. I believe I get where I couldn't make a track. Well, if I believe that, it's more than enough to do that. If I was lazy enough to just sit there like that. But I ain't gonna do it.
Daisy, you know, last time or two I've seen you, you talk like your nose is sort of stopped up.
Well, I had something wrong with my throat.
Yeah?
I don't know what it was there, but it stayed there. Looked like something was in my throat and I couldn't get it out. Oh, but it got better.
Yes. Well, your mouth looks a little different somehow or other.
Hmm? Oh, I've got my teeth now.
You got your teeth?
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have no teeth before. They wasn't no good. So, I bought me some.
A damn good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know about
you
that.
You don't know when, Miss Mara, you know what I was going to the dentist.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't realize what for.
Mm-hmm. Going out there to have some teeth made.
And it's a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat more things.
Yeah, I can eat now, but a good while I couldn't, about 2 weeks, I couldn't chew. Well, I didn't chew enough.
Did they give them to you?
Who? No, they get them to me for $220.
Goodness.
Miss Daisy,
that's what he get them to me for.
You had to save up for that.
Yes. You see, I'd been looking to that end for some time, kind of a pan. So I paid.
They sure look nice.
No, thank you.
What he had to do? He had to draw the
He had to
take out the
have old. Them made, I think.
Yeah.
I know it was long. It was over a month before I could get them.
After he took the old one down?
Mm-hmm. But you see, he didn't have to pull no. He didn't have to pull no teeth for me. I didn't have none. And them, what I bought years ago, they had war.
Oh. Just wore
them
out?
Them I throwed away. The man pulled them and put them all back for $30. And you know that's been a long time. And they lasted me up until a few weeks ago. And I went over there to the dentist and talked with him about something. And he said this. He said, they'll cost you. And that's not something satisfied the good. I suppose everything else costs you. I said, well, about how much did it cost? He said, it'll cost you about $220. I said, well, now, how do I pay that? I said, you pay it all down, or pay on. He said, well, we'll do anyway. He said, but if you pay it on time, it'll cost you more. And that's our thinking. Well, you see, I had the money to pay him when he got the teeth ready. Well, then I had his money ready. But I just wanted to know, you know, how he was. He said, we'll do it either way. So you can pay cash for him or pay on time. But if you pay it on time, they'll cost you more. Well, good gracious alive, $220, that done cost me too much already. When I didn't pay but $30 to have the rest of them pulled out and put back. And a one-eyed man done it. That's been a long time. But you can't put your price on nobody's stuff. If you got something to sell, I said, well, Mr. Miles, what you want for so-and-so? You said so-and-so. I'm no business arguing with you. If I want it, get it. If I don't, let it alone. So I didn't argue with
you. And you paid cash?
Yes, I paid cash.
Well, now, I want to know what flower pot you keep your cash money in.
Ain't none under them. No, ain't none under them.
Did Granddaddy have some made, too?
Yes, ma'am. Woo! He paid for his and I paid for mine.
And you don't have to worry about any payment.
No.
Cash?
He paid for his, but he wouldn't pay for his cash. He wouldn't pay for it right now. Now you see, the second time, or the third time, we went. And he told me what it was, and he told me about how many times I would have to come back. And see, I said, well, I just built the piece. No. And then when you get my teeth, I'll just come pick them up. He said, well, you can if you want, or you can wait. Well, you see what I was thinking about. I'm got it now. But if I'm got to keep it, I may not.